And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is GBH, Needle in a Haystack. You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
A track called Needle in a Haystack, which is one of GBH's later releases. I'll say that because there's a Cherry Red retrospective of some of their earlier albums that's out right now, and that is a track of one of the later ones from that bunch, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
You can find out more about them by going to their website, which is
GBHofficial.com.
GBHUK.com. Unlucky, poorly the internet on Tony Nil. But also by going to Cherry Red Records website, which is cherryred.co.uk, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. The album's not out yet, so there might not be any information right now, but GBH are still touring, as are the last band we're playing this week that are also involved in the Cherry Red retrospective box set. And we have a band in the middle of the show that are on another Cherry Red retrospective box set. It's Cherry Red retrospective box set. Crazy, Tony.
Nice.
Very glad to hear that GBH is still playing, and great band. One of the original UK 82 bands, the embracers of street punk, Tony.
Okay, cool.
I would say far more than that, and still touring and great live. And hello to them. And we will play more from them, of course, because. The electronic press kits that I got sent of said Cherry Red retrospectives are massive WAV files and took so long to download to my knackered old laptop that I'm not just playing one song off and I've gone to too much work.
Right, okay.
So you'll be hearing more GBH, maybe not before Christmas, but certainly over the next few weeks or next few months. Tony, this is a point in the show when I have a joke or poem for you, but I haven't.
Right, okay.
I haven't. If you got a joke or poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. But I have got some joke-related stuff to tell you, but I'll tell you later on in the show.
Ooh.
Right now, I want to tell you about a little Facebook exchange I had last week with the lead singer of Tiger.
Right. Like,
yeah. I remember 3 years ago when I moved back up here to the heart of Sherwood Forest, Tony. Sort of. I bought online Tiger's first album. Tiger were an indie band formed in 1996, and they sort of reached indie notoriety very quickly, and inside a year was showing up on various magazine compilations, of which I got a track by them. And this is actually the first track that I got from them was when magazines were still giving out tapes rather than CDs, Tony.
Yeah, I remember we was talking about it. Yeah, was it last year or something? I can't remember.
It was one of the last tapes, yeah. Mm. And anyway, I got this album and I really liked it. And I thought, I wonder what's happened to Tiger. And I went online and I couldn't find out about him. And then I thought, I'll find out the names of the people in Tiger, see if any of them are on Facebook, and then sent a message to the lead singer. And he got back to me. And we've not been chatting ever since, can't pretend that. But from time to time, we have a conversation with each other. I revisited the first album last week, sent him a message saying, no, I just want to say that I really do like that album. We haven't played much off it because some of it isn't that fast, but I really like it. It's really uplifting and it's great. And I got a really nice message back from him saying thanks, I really do like that album still as well. I prefer its second one. And so we ended up having a chat, and then the next thing I know, he sent me a link to a track on YouTube, not knowing whether I had the track or not, and I have, but saying this one might suit Punky Radio. Actually, he was sort of quite keen to get him on it. I went, well, what better reason than to get the lead singer of notorious indie mid to late 90s band Tiger and play a track from them. I thought, I'll do that right now. So we're going to do that right now. And it is one that I meant to play a couple of years ago, but it was on an EP and I played a couple of the other tracks off the EP. So I didn't play this one because I didn't want to play the whole thing. Make sense?
Yeah.
I'm playing it now though. So they're Princess Risborough's Finest, Tony. And okay, they have an active Facebook page, although they are not together as a band right now. What is Tiger's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Tiger Band?
Facebook.com/Tiger Indie. I-N-D-I-E. Tiger Indie. Paulie B Internet 2, Tony Neil, I'm in love with Raff Nurse. Listening to The New Waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm in love with Raff Nurse. Now, we might play another track from Tiger in a few weeks. I just don't know, Tony. I'm a bit of a maverick where the music on this show goes, and we've certainly got a very mixed bag this week, as will become apparent. I've enjoyed putting this one together.
Okay.
Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook.
I'll never tell you that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
The Woodchop. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do like to hear from you. Comments more so than messages, if you will. But we do like to hear your comments. So get in touch. Right. Timo's been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
So, in response to last week's show, in which we remembered that actually we're on... Well, it was show 689 last week. This is 690 this week. And we did wonder when show 700 would be. And he's come through. Timo just says, February 12th, 2019. You're welcome. and I'd like some more Russian metal, please.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, extremely demanding.
Yep.
So right then, so what? So it's the 12th of February will be the 700th.
February the 12th, yeah. So in between yours and my birthdays.
But we really wanted one the week, we wanted it to be the week before, didn't we?
Yeah, when are we going out? 6th, isn't it?
Second.
Second.
We're going out on the 2nd, so we did really want it the week before. But it's kind of all right. It kind of fits in. What we can do, we can maybe do a couple of interviews or have a bit of fun on the 2nd.
Yeah.
And then play it out on the 12th.
Yeah.
All right, then.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
This is another one of those production meetings.
On it, yes, isn't it just? So much is going on at the minute. Yes, that's fine. Yes.
What else you got? Anything else?
Yeah, so I don't think we spoke about this on air either. I think this was off-air production meetings, which is unlikely for us. You've been trying to get us on Spotify by asking me to look at it the past couple of weeks, and I've just not had time.
That's as far as I've gone. I've said, how do we get on Spotify? That is the extent.
Yeah. Well, I think they sent to me because I'm not sure what Spotify is.
Right.
But I did look at it, and it was remarkably easy. Seems they had me, so I could submit your podcast form to fill in. I had to sign my name in blood. Apart from that, we're gone quite easily. So we are now on Spotify. I did a bit of work on the feeds, but that's a technical way of saying that all the shows are on Spotify, so not just in the feed. Boring podcast fact coming up, and I'm a bit Brian Coxy about it. Because podcasts were never designed to run as long as we've run, our amount of shows we've got is too much for a feed. So we only have about 200 shows in our feed. So if you go to iTunes, it's about 200 shows, and that's because there's a limit. Spotify doesn't have that, so they've got all the shows. I think it's 665, I think.
Blimey.
Are on there.
That's impressive.
Because there are 34 shows which are not released, and there is one show we never released for other reasons.
They're pretty proper.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I have put show number one on the feed now, so it does go back to the 27th, and then there was a bit of a gap. But
yeah, so you can hear show number one, and you'll hear a very different Punky Radio to what we've got now.
So if you're on Spotify,
we were very excitable.
We certainly were. If you're on Spotify, you can find us in the podcast, search Punky, we'll come right at the top, and you can listen to any of them. Also, you can go to our website and listen to them, but if you're on Spotify, do that. And anyway, so I posted the link to Spotify. It was one of our most popular posts I think we've ever done. It's had a lot of likes. A lot of shares. Thank you for those who shared it. It is good. It does work, this Facebook thing.
Yeah.
And if you listen to it, come back. Seth Catmilker got in touch to say, and about time too. Mick Stahlberg got in touch to say, awesome. And Timo did pop in to say, only 500 episodes and no rating system. I disapprove.
There's no pleasing the Germans.
There really isn't. But I did, well, it was 250 of ourselves, but it's now 665. Oh, 666 probably when you get this.
So it's not bad.
It's not bad. And it's all free, so you can listen to it.
And it has worked already, because there's a couple of people, when I've been chatting to them, have said, oh, what's Punky Radio? And, you know, whatever, it's current conversation. And I went, it's on Spotify. And I went, oh, really? You know, they were really chuffed. I went, yeah, just type in Punky Radio, the podcast bit, you'll find it. And they did, and started playing it, and switched off very quickly. They weren't necessarily people into the kind of music that we play, but it's great.
It is an odd one, and we do get quite good statistics on losing it, so it'd be interesting to see who's listening. We'll do get in touch. So if you're a new listener on Spotify, let us know. Pop us a Facebook comment to let us know you're listening.
That would be nice. So is that it?
That's it.
So that concludes
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Hey, we're going to play two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for a track from the latest Limousine album, Limo Deluxe, which I finally have on MP3, and thanks to Timmy, the drummer, for getting that through. First up, a band called Pryors, Tony. Montreal Garage Wailers, I've got them down as.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll see what I mean when you hear it. This is, they've got a new album out called New Pleasure, which is an absolute racket, and it's great. It's a terrific racket, Tony.
Ooh.
And it's come by Slovenly, and hello to Slovenly, because they always get in touch. Anytime we play one of their tracks, they're one of the only labels that get in touch to say thanks.
Oh, nice.
That's much appreciated. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Pryor's Bandcamp page?
Pryor's.bandcamp.com?
Pryor's.mtl.bandcamp.com. So Pryor's Montreal.bandcamp.com. Paul, you've been set three, Tony Nil. I will just mention now that I watched a film called Bon Cop Bad Cop the other night, which is quite funny, about a Toronto cop and a Montreal cop having to solve a mystery. And how they don't like each other, but they end up liking each other. It's like that. It's like every single other cop body movie ever.
Gotcha.
But it's got some funny bits. Anyway, that's not a movie review. It doesn't get the song, but we'll have this song instead. This is Pryor's. This is Provoked.
Pigskin bus.
Black sunglasses, black sunglasses, black sunglasses, black sunglasses. Dick loves Jane in black sunglasses. Jane loves Dick in black sunglasses. You say why, I tell you why. You say why, I tell you why, why. Got that something to make the girls dance. You can party in Paris and your lips can't pass. Can fall from an ugly tree and hit every branch. I cut your face, I walk in a ranch. You say why, I tell you why, why. You say why, I tell you why. Black sunglasses, black sunglasses, black sunglasses, black sunglasses. Dick loves Jane in black sunglasses. Jane loves Dick in black sunglasses. You say why, I tell you why. You say why, I tell you why, why. Bam bam kazam, bam bam kazam. A kick is walking, a king conquers am. A bomb hits for Jesus, who is a squeezer. Don't let a no-no come come between us. You said why, I tell you why. You said why, I tell you why, why. Black sunglasses, black sunglasses, black sunglasses, black sunglasses. Dick loves Jane in black sunglasses. Jane loves Dick in black sunglasses. You say why, I tell you why. You say why, I tell you why, why. Keep on
bazooka, do the loop-a-loopa, a fat track of gone wrong, shooting a big bomb, cause there ain't no bad time, black sunglasses, buy yourself a rum and coke, want my asses, you sure are, I tell you why, you sure are, I tell you why, Dick loves Jane and black sunglasses, Jane loves Dick and black sunglasses.
You're listening to The Fusilies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I was just looking down what beds we've got this week, and because it's a bit of a long story, but we alternate the beds on a fortnightly basis, and we move them up and down, so you never hear the same thing twice, or you do, but over a very long, long period of time, by which time you've forgotten you heard it in that order in the first place. But I just looked down it, and we've got none of the original beds left.
Hmm.
Mm, they're all newish, or last few years, and I'm pleased. Anyway, that was of no interest to anyone but me. That was Limousine and a track called Black Sunglasses, which is not representative of the album Limo Deluxe, and that it is quite slow, but I really like it. And Limo Deluxe is still available. As we have said in recent weeks, sadly, Limo Dean died earlier this year. But he's left behind quite a fantastic legacy of music, and the band still have plans to get together from time to time with guest vocalists to do Limousine gigs, and I'm really pleased. And you should check out their stuff. It's brilliant. What is Limousine's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Limousine Band?
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and Internet 3, and we will be playing more from Limo Deluxe over the next few weeks. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I think I've joined a band. Possibly might have joined a band.
Right, and it's not any old band, is it?
No.
No. Would you like to say who you might be joining or might be having a rehearsal with a week, at least?
I might be joining the Apocalypse Babies.
Who we were talking about, who I was saying was such a fantastic band with such a great new CD out. And then the day that I got hold of the CD, I then got a message from lead singer Asterix to say, we've lost a guitarist again. Do you know anyone? I went, yeah, Tony. And this could be a marriage made in Hendon, couldn't it? Because it's they are brilliant. Their new album is terrific. I'm still waiting for MP3s, but now you're in the band, Tony, or might be in the band.
Might be, yeah.
Might be able to shuffle this along a bit.
Actually, sent me a CD. I've been learning it. I've got to practice this Saturday, the 8th.
Right.
But I think I can't see it not happening because they need a guitarist. I've listened to it. I can definitely play it, and I like. And I've always quite liked Pocket Babies.
They're great. They're great.
They're quirky and a bit Ramonesy. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
it's not too shouty. So no, I think it'll work. I think it'll work fine.
I think it's a good match, Tony. Especially now they've calmed down.
Yes, there is that. I'm certainly, as mentioned in previous podcasts, I'm not a big drinker, and I've had fond memories of watching Apocalypse Babies and Cider Man, and
yeah,
all that, and it was a bit debauchery, but it's not so much anymore.
I think they're quite glad that they've calmed down a bit as well.
Yes.
Now, anyway, so that's that. What about your horse?
I've not seen him this week. I've seen pictures of him. He's been rolling around in mud. But yeah, he's all right. Yeah, nothing much to report on that. Just he's all right. Yeah.
I've been doing something even more exciting than that, Tony.
What's that?
I've been watching paint dry.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it's paint that I applied. I've finally painted the wall in the office that is now whatever I've called it, the punky bunker, the punky dungeon, the punky hoo-ha, whatever it is, the punky enclave. And yeah, I did, because it was onto bare plaster, just so you know, out there, you would-be decorators. You have to do a matte emulsion and water mix on the first coat to seal it. I did that.
Yeah,
and then sizing I cut it in with it as well. Yeah, so you even know the correct terms. Although you have been doing quite a lot of this recently. And then I put a single extra coat on top, you know what, and it's been enough.
There you go.
It was absolutely brilliant. I'm looking at it right now. I'm enjoying my top left corner particularly, Tony. So I did that. I was planning to do it on Saturday, but by Saturday afternoon I hadn't started. I'm watching Final Score, and then I noticed on Facebook that someone needed an emergency MC, like someone being a guy called Toby Foster, to go and compare the Civic Theatre in Barnsley. And I said I can do it, and no one else did, so he didn't have any choice. He had to book me, and I went up there. It was brilliant. I had such a good time, Tony. And I thought, you know, this is weird. I feel an affinity to the people of Barnsley. I felt there was something there. There was something more. There was some form of connection I wasn't aware of. Anyway, I sent my mum a WhatsApp message because she's all cool and hip with the kids and that. I said, I've just done a gig in Barnsley. She said, and I got a message back saying, I imagine you enjoyed it. After all, you have got Barnsley blood.
Oh.
And I thought, well, there was a fight in the car park, but I didn't have a petri dish or test tube to hand. I didn't actually get any. She went, no. My grandma Blanche was from Barnsley. Yeah. So I am, whatever that is, that's 2-1. So I think I'm
25%.
Is it that much? It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm 25% Barnsley, Tony.
Blimey.
That's weird, isn't it? I didn't realise I was that much. I haven't managed to do the basic maths involved with dividing 100% by 4. I'm 25% Barnsley, Tony.
I think I'm 25% Huddersfield, you know. I'm not sure. Could be.
How strange. And you know what, I had a chat with someone outside in a break, and we mentioned that that I'd never been in Greggs. You know, I think I mentioned to you that I'd never been inside Greggs.
Yeah, okay.
And she went, you've never been in Greggs and you're doing a gig in Barnsley? Don't tell anyone. But so I've now got a 25% calling to go to Greggs. It's awful, isn't it?
Oh, I've been to Greggs, I think, twice, I think, and that was just a little check that I'd made a mistake the first time. It's not good.
Well, I wouldn't. My snack of choice wouldn't be a cake or pastry.
No.
So I'm more likely to go into one of the filthy American takeaway places than somewhere like that. Anyway, so that was kind of my week, but it meant that I didn't paint the wall till yesterday.
Okay.
But I had a great time doing it.
What colour did you go for? Fuchsia?
Magnolia.
Okay.
Yeah, I kept it simple because the other three walls in the room are, so it made sense. Or I just about Magnolia. I think they might not be technically that, but yeah, it looks good.
Good.
Right then, should we play something from the vaults? That's not from the vaults, but it's an interesting little story.
Go on then.
Sort of. So Cherry Red have brought out a new box set that we will be featuring tracks from over the coming weeks, called All the Young Droogs, and it's proto-punk compilation that's kind of early glam rock, but it's not just from the UK. Most of Cherry Red releases are just from the UK. It also features bands from Australia, New Zealand and the US and Canada, and a load of bands that there's a track by Iggy and the Stooges on it, for example. It's kind of stuff like that, but also quite a lot of glam rock and quite a lot of other stuff. But a band I stumbled upon that I hadn't known about before, called The Bratz, who were one of the early spin-offs of New York Dolls, are featured on here, and we're just going to play one track this week. We might be playing more in the future. This, I don't think this one's out yet either, but and there's no website for the Bratz, I'm afraid, so staying 3-1 here. You can find out about a little bit about them. Wikipedia is good for that sort of thing, I have discovered. And allmusic.com is another one that's good for them. Anyway, you find out about a bit about it if you want, but we're going to play a track now and we'll feature it more in future weeks. So it remains 3-1, and this is Tony, Be a Man.
Good to you.
you're listening to Desire's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should just say as well, I really enjoy making punk, you know. I have a good laugh every Monday or Tuesday doing this.
Mm.
It's fun.
It is.
It's fun. And you're a constant surprise to me.
I'm a... Yeah. Good.
Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for... Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh, yes. Local hero.
They don't play it anymore.
Well, they should do. It's brilliant.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I know this is off topic, but why you remind me? They sent me the CD of like 16 songs. Oh, brilliant. So it's the set list. Old to new. Brilliant. I've listened to all of it. Got to the end. No local hero. Sent Astrid a text. Where's local hero? We haven't played it for years. I'm thinking...
Dig that out, so you might be taking over after all.
There you go. So I think it's my I'm going to say that's my reason for joining. If you don't play, I don't join.
You're a tough cookie.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, then.
It'd be like Resistance not playing Long Town Dead.
It would.
Anyway, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with. Would they like a gig share with Apocalypse Babies? Just drop me a gig. It is international after all. Do let me know.
Yeah. I should just say, Tony, it would be like Graf Mar and the Grave Diggers not playing penalty fucking with the Cactus. Is what old people deserve. Crazy northern Norwegians.
There you go. Porn Scars have been in touch.
I like porn scars.
Yeah, it is international, so it does count. They say, hello, Buddha Tony. Hello. It's us again. We have a new gig lined up for the unfortunate people of Berlin. This Friday, the 7th, in Schokoladen in Berlin, Porn Scars are supporting Die Kelleraten, literally the Cellarats.
The Cellarats.
Door 7 p.m, they start at 8, €6 entry. Do check the if you are in Berlin, do check the Porn Scars out. Great band. And whoever they're playing with is bound to be good, because they do play with some quality bands as well.
Yeah, and we've played them relatively recently, so you've only got to go back a couple of weeks to hear them as well.
Yeah, and I think they've released some stuff for free on the web as well, so do check them out. I think they just say pornscars.bandcamp.com. Do check them out. Highly recommend them. They do listen to the show as well, so give them some love.
Give them some love. What's love in German, Tony?
Liebe.
Liebe, of course it is. It's Liebedisch.
Liebedisch, yes.
I do, Tony.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, I really do.
Yeah. Liebe, local hero.
Anyway. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
Local hero.
We're going to play another two songs in a row now.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Stop Calling Me Frank and an absolutely brilliant song that's out on a Christmas single that's been released, but it's not a Christmas track.
Ooh.
Rest assured, it's too early on Punky Radio for Christmas.
It certainly is.
Even though it's clearly not in town. It wasn't in Barnsley, actually, because they when I was there, I couldn't get parked up near the venue because they closed off all the way around the venue because they were turning the Christmas lights on.
Yeah.
Completely freaked me out.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So we are going to play a band now called Adrenaline Animals. This came through from Wall of Sound PR. And hello to yet another Tony.
Hmm?
He's not called Tony. Tony. Ooh, Tony. That's a cover version that would be. I said, yeah. Horse. I said, yeah. Kitten Blood. I said, yeah. Sound like Dickie Tito. Yeah. Tony. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
What is Adrenaline Animals' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Adrenaline Animals.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie the Internet 2. And let's see how we get on here with some London punk provocateurs. This is England. We'll be right back.
Cup Knockery.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm laughing a little bit. I'm having a little chuckle because I just thought of something that we'll say in a second that is utterly pathetic, but you know me. That was Stop Calling Me Frank and the track called Rockin' and Rolling, which is the B-side to a Christmas single they brought out. I think it's called Hey Santa, Buy Me a Beer or something. We'll be playing that close to Christmas, most likely. But I wanted to play this one because I just like it. I think it's great. Stop Calling Me Frank by Rumbar Records, Tony. That's a little bit of good fun, upmarket, bluesy sort of stuff going on there. Really liked it. What is Stop Calling Me Frank's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/StopCallingMeFrank.
Facebook.com/RockSCMF. Paulie B instead of 4, Tony 2. Just before I say to you about or ask you whether you're doing anything this week, I don't know whether you've seen in the press today, but vegans, and I'm not saying it's all of them, but some vegans certainly, have applied for veganism to be recognised in the UK as a religion.
No, I haven't seen that, no.
Yeah. And I think, well, that's all very well, one section of society having that on the basis of what they eat. But if that's the case, I think meat eaters should be able to have their own religion as well. And I'm thinking of calling it Church of Bacon Sandwiches.
Nice.
Or Cobbs. Yeah. Which fits quite well, doesn't it?
Like it.
It'll be like West Side Story. It'll be the vegans against the Cobbs. There'll only be one winner.
There will be. Bacon power.
Bacon power. Church of Bacon Sandwiches. If you'd like to join the Church of Bacon Sandwiches, leave a message on our Facebook page and we'll see how many members of the Church of Bacon Sandwiches we have by next week. This might become a thing. Who knows?
Bigger than Spotify.
We've been looking for... I'd say we've been looking. We haven't really. But we haven't got a name for Punky Radio listeners, but the ones that sign up to the Church of Bacon Sandwiches, who knows, I might even set up a Facebook page for it, who knows. But we will be, from now on, Punky Radio listeners that sign up will become Church of Bacon Sandwiches and will be noted as such when we're reading out their comments.
Okay.
I've just decided all of that.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah. And if vegans don't get the chance to become a recognised religion in the United Kingdom, tough, because we'll still have the Church of Bacon Sandwiches. Ha ha! Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I've got a band practice Saturday.
Yeah, well, that sounds great.
That's about it, I think. still haven't been to see Bohemian Rhapsody. Still intend to go and watch it. And probably trying to sort some of this Christmas thing out, but nothing special. The band thing is the big thing at the minute. Obviously, but that's about it, really. What are you up to?
Well, I might go and try and see Robin Hood on Wednesday.
Right.
Because I meant to see it last week, didn't get around to it. I was a bit of a lazy ass git, to be honest. So I might try and see Robin Hood this week, but I've got no other plan. I have got the weekend free. So if I find some bands to go and see, I might do. But you know me, I am incredibly lazy.
Sometimes you have to be.
Sometimes. Saturday night in particular would be one that I could almost certainly go and see some stuff. That's about it, isn't it, for us then, this bit?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Might as well play another song. This band, Tony, right, I just remembered this. So we played Not My Good Arm, friends of the show.
Yeah.
Right, and then this band from Leicester got in touch, who also, that's right, Not My Good Arm from Leicester.
Yes, they are, yeah.
This band said, you've played Not My Good Arm on your show. We've had a listen to it, and we think you might think our band are suitable for it as well, and we've sent you a track, and I'd have listened, and they are completely not suitable for the show at all, but are at the same time.
Right.
So we're going to play them. They're great. They're called Saviors of Music, Tony. A grand claim. And they describe themselves as the baby daddies of punk rap.
Right.
That's right. We're having a bit of a departure here. I think you're going to like this, though. So, this is for all of you that don't like spiders. What is Saviors of Music's website?
Saviorsofmusic.co.uk?
Saviorsofmusic.com!
Is it really?
All of the Internet 4, Tony 2, and this is Arachnophobia!
I never expected what happened next. We're sat up in bed looking through our Zap texts. Pillars plucked out with a fleeting sense of bliss. Ready to nod off, I'd have my nighttime piss. But in my heart of hearts, I knew it couldn't last. Saw something out the corner of my eye calling past. And with that fleeting sense of bliss, it turned to dread. A fucking massive spider was dangling over my head. Jumped up, fronted it like a soldier. My missus held my hand and said,
"Just a fucking spider."
So I can't be fronting no more. Just gotta be a man. Tell you I'm scared of spiders, that's just who I am.
I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared of spiders.
Mine started when one crawled up my arm, it went straight into my ear. It started laying eggs in my head. I didn't know what was happening, I was filled with mental dread. I called the doctor, he said, "Come in quick." So I did, and he just sat there taking the mic. He said it was a really bad case of earwax, and there's simply no infestation, just chillax.
Jumped up, fronted it like a soldier. My missus held my hand and said,
"Just a fucking spider."
So I can't be fronting no more, just gotta be a man. Tell you I'm scared of spiders, that's just who I am.
I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared of spiders.
You're listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was Saves Music and a track called Arachnophobia, which is spelled A-R-A-K space N-O space P-H-O-B-I-A. And a quite ridiculous tune, Tony.
Excellent.
I think the baby daddies of punk rap all the way from Leicester are having a pretty good time. They look like the kind of guys, sound like the kind of guys that might like to join the Church of Bacon Sandwiches.
Who wouldn't?
Who knows? I reckon Centurion Sect would be up for that.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. So, have you got a twat?
No.
Moderation. What have you got instead then? Well, tell us about that
first. Yeah, I'll tell you about the twat first. So if you have got a twat to nominate, don't forget, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All twats received with thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you, and we can't play the theme tune without you. For new listeners, we email me a twat and we will decide whether or not they need to be twatted that week. It could be somebody you know, it could be a politician, could be a personality. It could even be a mythical being. It could be anything. So do get in touch, tony@punkyradio.com. Send me your twats.
It could also be Doctor Who.
Yes, it could be.
I'm running out of patience with this series.
I started with great enthusiasm, and then I think by episode 3 I'd stopped.
It's a bit too issues driven.
Yes, it is. But it's also just not very interesting.
Well, this week it dealt with childcare of blind Norwegians.
Right.
Not that they're clutching at straws or anything.
Yeah. It's a shame, because the first one was in Sheffield, and I do like her. I'd always love a northern accent. But the stories are just a bit...
That's probably because you're a little bit Huddersfield.
I am. Yeah. But yeah, it's a shame.
All right.
Yeah, not very good. But so, in lieu of twat, I do have a Podchaser review.
Oh, is it more than one star?
Yes, it is.
Fabulous.
So we did have a one star review last week. So someone has up to that. We've got a 5-star now. So if you haven't reviewed us so far, please do so. Podchaser. It's a website featuring podcasts. It's all got charts and lists and things like that. If you review us, we move up the music chart, which will help us get new listeners. So if you do so, that would be much appreciated. Go to podchaser.com/punkyradio. And there we are. Right, so one new review, Gumball Ninja 007 has been in touch.
Blimey.
He says, or she says, best international punk music podcast. Great music, amusing banter between songs, send in your gigs for free advertising, send in your jokes and poems to become internationally famous, send in your favourite jerks to be twatted before the universe.
Send in the clowns.
Equine friendly. Ask about the Nutty Nottingham tours. I think that's got all of it. 5 stars, thank you very much.
That is brilliant.
We are equine friendly.
Yeah, I can't help thinking that might be someone we know with a different email address.
It really does sound that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, thank you very much for that.
Yes. And that's it. That's all I have.
All right. Well, we'd like to play the tune next week, so do try and get a track to us if you can, because this tune is not getting enough airing for my liking.
It really isn't.
A band who are now getting enough air for my liking, Tony, is Angelic Upstarts.
Okay.
1977 punk rockers all the way from South Shields. A bit of agit-punk for you here. And they are, as promised, yet another band that have a retrospective of, I think, 6 albums that's come out by Cherry Red Records. It was certainly 3 gigabytes worth of stuff to download. Took me most of the day.
Oh, blimey.
They don't just agitate punk rock. They agitate my laptop. That's what they do. Absolutely brilliant. Quite different, actually. I wasn't really expecting it. I've never been a completist with Angelic Upstarts, and I'd only heard a few tracks. So listening through the albums, they're far more new wavy than I had originally given them credit for on a lot of the stuff. But okay. I think you'd like it. You can go by cherryred.co.uk to find out about the upcoming release, or you can go on their Facebook page, because they are still going, and they are, like GBH, still gigging. What is Angelic Upstarts' Facebook page?
facebook.com/AngelicUpstartsOfficial.
It is.
Oh.
Just think, if there'd been more. Has that ended up 4? No, because you did save some music.
No, I've got quite a few wrong this week, yeah.
You have got quite a few. I can't actually remember the score now.
I think I've only got 2 right.
In fact, did I even ask you about savings of music?
Yeah, that was the .co.com.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. All right. Okay, well, look, I've won.
Yeah, yeah.
Ha. This is Angelic Upstarts. Let's build a bomb. Build a bomb.
stand up together, shove it up their ass. Send it in the letter, drop it in the post. You could be like Mr. Gow, done like a bit of toast.
Come on, come on, let's build a bomb.
Blow them all to kingdom come.
Come on, let's build a bomb.
Make it big, let's have some fun.
Come on, come on, let's build a bomb.
Blow them all to kingdom come.
Come on, come on, let's build a bomb.
Make it big, let's have some fun. They could drop the big one. Don't let them have the fun. Even if it's just the petrol, let's add light to the fuse. It's like the sound of music, the ringing in your ears. All those loud explosions, they'll make you laugh for years.
Come on, let's build a bomb.
Boom, all the kingdom come.
Come on, let's build a bomb.
Make it big, let's have some fun.
Come on, let's build a bomb.
Blow them all to kingdom come.
Come on, let's build a bomb.
Make it big, let's have some fun.
That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed listening. That was Angelic Upstarts. Let's build a bomb. Tony, maybe you could remind us of the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, Radio.com, Andra on Radio, Andra. That's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A, and that's .se.
And I am going to set up a Facebook page, Church of Bacon Sandwiches, so feel free to find that. I'll post the link for it on the Punky Radio Facebook page as well, and probably tweet it. Yeah, let's see. I don't know whether I'll see any of you this week or not. Tony, best of luck with the rehearsal.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you'll have a good week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Budger Guns. Budger Guns.